This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to testify before House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, removed from her post in May, is scheduled to meet in private with the committees heading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democrats say they expect her to appear despite the White House demand no administration officials cooperate. A former diplomat speaking anonymously says she lost her post for insisting President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's, request to Ukrainian officials for investigations be relayed through long-established official channels. Yovanovitch's recall came as Giuliani, who has no official role in government, pushed Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump actually lashed out against the Democrats and the impeachment inquiry against him. This happened as he rallied GOP voters at a boisterous campaign event in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Trump lost Minnesota in 2016, but predicts he can turn it red next year.
We are going to win this state in a very short period of time.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to undo his victory with the Ukraine investigation.
Brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box.
And he ripped into rival Joe Biden and his son, accusing them, without evidence, of illegally profiting off of Ukraine and China.
The Bidens got rich. And that is substantiated. While America got robbed.
Trump also lashed out at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We're in a struggle for the survival of democracy in America.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more at VOAnews.com. This is